Hey y'all, welcome to I Am Grown Now podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share. You also can leave a voice memo as well if you have any opinions, if you have anything that you would like for me to talk about, or you know, you can let me know. Now, y'all know how I like to do it. I like to jump right in. But before I do that, I hope your day is going well. Any time of the day that you're listening to this, I hope that you stay in great spirits, that you stay positive, and always know that what's for you is for you, okay? Point blank, period. Something tells me that I need to say this, that you need to realize that it's not happening to you, that it's happening for you. Okay, so now today's topic is basically going to be, I'm really focusing on the ladies today, okay? So the topic today is a man does not define you, okay? Ladies, now I'm going to play this clip because it's so crazy because I wrote this down today. Early this morning while I was meditating, and this came to me was a man does not define you, and that you have to, as a woman, as a growing woman, you have to learn to put yourself first. And so that's what this topic is going to be about. Now I'm going to play this clip that actually just came not too long ago, and it reminded me that I needed to do the episode today. And this lady here touched on every single thing that I am going to go in on. And so I'm going to go ahead and play this clip. It's about a good 2 minutes, and I'm going to go in from there.
Well, basically, I realized today that I have nothing to offer a man. Nothing. And I feel like it took, number one, it took me 32 years to realize it, because I just found that out today. So I was today years old when I realized it. And then it took me a lot of pride swallowing to be able to admit it. I'm going to tell you why I feel the way I feel. This is not based off anyone else. This is only based off myself. But I just wanted to share it just in case it may help somebody else. I feel like I don't have anything to offer to a man because a man asked me what I had to offer him. And it was the way he asked that made me realize that I don't. He simply stated, I realize that you're single, but tell me, what would I benefit from having you as my woman? Now, outside of the basics, like, oh, I look nice, I can cook, I work, I didn't have nothing else to offer. And the reason I realized that I didn't is because I got to thinking about myself, and all I've been doing for so many years is just working and taking care of kids. I don't know necessarily what I'm into, so there goes hobbies. I'm not necessarily sure my feminine level of energy, because majority of my relationships I wore the pants. So how can you, as a woman, offer to be a woman to a man if you've never fully been a woman? I am a woman because I'm a female, but I'm talking about like actually be a woman, like to a man. I've never experienced that, so I don't know what that feels like. So I can't honestly say that I have anything to offer as far as a woman outside of just being a woman. So that means all I really do have to offer is some pussy, because I'm a woman and we have one. That's really not enough. I can't honestly say I can offer you a nurturing environment, because I'm too frustrated about the children that I have and the lack of help that I have with them. So it's like I can't necessarily be so nurturing to you when I'm frustrated at the amount of nurturing that I'm already doing. So therefore, I know I can't offer you that. I can offer cooking for you, but then to me, it comes at a price, because if you're coming and you're sitting and you're eating my food and you're not providing any of it, I'm a feel away. So now I'm offering you bitterness. That's not anything a man wants. Why would you want a bitter female? Well, I'm bitter because of my own merits. So it's not your job to fix the bitterness. It's my job to fix. As much as I want a man to come to me ready, able to provide, work, and handle himself, I think that me as a female, I need to have my emotions in check, because if a man wants peace, I don't have any, because I'm frustrated. I'm bitter, I'm emotional, I'm upset. So I made this video because today I realized that I don't have anything to offer a man outside of good looks. And I learned that I don't want a man for just his looks. So how can I be so selfish and it's some unfair mug.
So, shout out to her, Dalia King. That's her name on Instagram. And she really has broken down and had admitted that she had nothing to offer to a man. And that's not the main thing. It's that she had nothing to really offer to herself. As she had addressed it, she has just been working and providing for her children, that she knows nothing of herself. She does not know her hobbies. She does not know what she like or dislike. She does not know. She knows that she wants love. But see, this is what we have to focus on, ladies. We have to focus on putting ourselves first. We have to focus on learning ourselves. You have to get in the tail of do the things that feel good to you. See, over the years, you know, over time, we get to a place where we feel we're doing great, but realize that we've just been working and we've just been going and we have not stopped and we have not sat down and we have not analyzed ourselves. Because I think this is very important to talk about this right now. That sometimes we resolve ourselves around a man, not realizing that that's a pride. It's a necessity, and it's an option, and it's a choice. But the first things first is you, and this goes for anybody though. This goes for men and women, but I want to focus on ladies. I really kind of worded that not right. I didn't word that just right, but I'm going to get back to that. So don't take that too much. Don't take too much heed to what I just said. So we get caught up. We work. We feel like we're doing good because we can provide and we can pay our bills and, you know, we're doing the basics. But see, the real deal thing is you. The real deal thing is, can you control your emotions? Are you codependent? Are you angry? Are you tempted? Do you have a short temper? Do you know how to have an intelligent conversation? See, these are things you got to ask yourself. Are you actually someone who tucks down your feelings? Are you actually not speaking up for yourself? Are you actually putting on the mask and hiding when something does not feel right within you? Are you tucking that in and you're hurting yourself even more? See, you have to get in that vibration. Like she said, she doesn't know her feminine energy. See, your feminine energy, ladies, is receiving mode. We're supposed to be receiving. When we're in our feminine energy, we're looking good, we're feeling good, we're taking care of ourselves, we're doing things not to do things to please others, but to please yourself, to do things that feel good to you. So you have to first identify you, define yourself. And you got to be confident in that. But before that, it's things that happen in our life where it took us from that. And so you might have lacked something in your childhood. You might not have your dad, you might not have your mother, or you might have had both, but both was lacking, or whatever, whoever raised you, you lacked something. And so what we have to do is we have to come to a place of peace within that. Heal from that, move forward. Too many people are sitting here in grief. They sitting here in resentment, and they're wondering, well, why he didn't do this and why she didn't do that. And, you know, I just wanted this and I wanted this to be this way. It didn't work out that way because it wasn't meant to work out that way. See, when we can accept something, then we'll be able to move forward. But too many people at a young age is holding on why they parent didn't, or whoever raised them or whatever they saw, why this didn't go this way and I'm still hurt about this and how could they? See, you have to change your mindset. And like I said, you have to address it express it, forgive, and make peace and move forward. Okay? Bottom line. See, you have to address the issue. That's what it is. You have to address the issue. Because what I realize is that whatever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're listening to, whatever you're saying out your mouth, these are wands for your life that's going to make something happen. Either you're putting out good or you're not putting, or you putting out bad. Okay? So back to what the young lady said in a video, where she said she didn't have anything to offer. You know, she at that point, she realized her 32 years of living that she had nothing to offer, that she had been raising her children and wondering why she haven't been having, you know, support like she would like to have. But see, it's all energy. When you face, I'm not going to talk about her, just in general. When you write down, you got to take out the time. Get a paper, get a pen, go get a notebook, not your phone. Not talking about I'm going to write it in the notes. No. You need real deal stuff. You need natural stuff, natural paper, natural pencil. You need the pen, whatever. You need this. You need to write it down. What is your major concern that you would like to be fixed? Write it down. Let me say it again. What is your main concern right now? It's not going right. It's making you uncomfortable. You don't like it. But you haven't spoke up about it, or you haven't said, write this down. You need a pen, you need a paper, you need a pencil, whatever you like to use. You need not a marker, but you need to use a pen. You need to get a notebook. Okay? And when you address this issue to whomever, either you don't like your job, you're upset, it's not fulfilling you, it's not making you happy. Write this down. Even if it's a person, write this down. If it's your child, if it's something, mother, cousin, brother, whoever it is. Whatever is going on in your life right now, ladies, you need to address it, and you gotta look. You have to address it, and you need to get self-centered. You can do it for so long by yourself. Figure it out by yourself. I'll listen until you get to a point where everything that you ever worked for has been swept up under your feet. Because God needs your attention. You give your attention to everything else, but you ain't giving your attention to God. You're not praying. You're not praying like you used to. You lost. You out here looking at everybody else, scrolling on Instagram, doing everything else, but you're not self-centered. You're not speaking to the source like you should. You're not trusting in the Most High like you should. You think that it's all about you and whatever. No. That's why it's crumbling all down. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but let me tell you something. I'm not about to sugarcoat anything tonight. It's nighttime where I'm at. Whatever time you listening to this, whenever you listen to this, this message is for you. I'm not sugarcoating anything. You've been trying to figure everything out by yourself, but guess what? It's crumbling right on down. Because you need to realize that this ain't all about you, and you don't have no control. You have to surrender. You sick and tired? You're sick and tired. Because then when you get sick and tired, you start to realize what it is that needs to be left alone. For me, it was me trying to be in control. That was mine's. Mine's was trying to be in control, thinking it was, I had it all covered. I ain't had none covered, baby. It was, it worked for so long and it just went on down. I said, oh gosh. Yeah, I don't run nothing. I forgot. I'm out of alignment. So, if you are someone who would love, see, 9 times out of 10, everybody, first of all, the world revolves around love, period. And anybody who out here faking and all that, acting like they don't need no love, they is a lie. They is a lie. So learn to love yourself. Learn to face yourself. Learn to forgive yourself. Learn to become who you always been. Because see, things happen in our lives where it takes us from that, where it blocks us from that, and we can't no longer see. Then we have became something that we never was supposed to become anyway. It's not that you became that. It's that you embodied that. You embodied the ego. You embodied the selfishness. You embodied, oh, I don't need love. I'm all good by myself. I don't need nobody. You embodied that. But I'm here to tell you, it's time for you to get out there. It's time for you to get back to where you belong. Love, peace. You know what you want. Write it down. It might take some time to really start figuring out what it is that you really want, but I'm telling you, write it down day by day. See, the music that you listen to, the things that you see on Instagram or on social media that you're drawn to, that you really feel deep in your soul, that's what you are. That's who you, that's divine in you. That's divine in you. What you listen to is what defines you. Who you hanging around is define you. These are every, what you eat define you. It can define you in a more toxic way, or it can define you on your higher self. You know, everybody has a toxic trait. You know, my toxic trait was I was blocking people from left to right. You know, I still got to block some people, but you know, mine was I wasn't giving them a chance. My toxic trait was, you know, I had an issue when it came to eating, you know, overeating. That was one of my toxic traits. Overindulging. You know, it's just about balance. What is something that you need to work on within yourself? And so we can't, the young lady, she said, you know, she had nothing to offer to the man because she realized what she's been doing all her life has played a major effect on her relationships because she's lacking the relationship within herself, within God. She's lacking that relationship. And so it's time to get in center and put God first, surrender, and do what's best for you, truly what's best for you. You're going to have to let some people go. It is what it is. You're really going to have to set boundaries up. See, they didn't teach us this. Nobody taught me this. Nobody taught me to go look at myself in the mirror. Nobody taught me to meditate and pray. Like, I mean, I heard that growing up in church, like, pray. And, you know, you'd be like, okay, what do I pray about? Do I just pray about what I want? No, let me tell you what I was praying about. I was praying about how can I heal from this? I was praying about how can I overcome this because I'm hurt. And the majority of the time, it's because a lot of people are out here hurt. Us women, we're out here hurt. We're hurting. We're hurting from past trauma. How we grew up. What our mama, daddy, cousin, uncle, somebody said something to us. The teacher, whoever, a child. What people said to us at a young age, that it still plays a major part on us right now. And we need to turn around and we need to clean it up and move forward. It's not an easy process. It's really hard. But guess what? When you want to figure it out, when you want to heal, when you want to overcome, when you want better for yourself, baby, you're going to go through the darkness. Yeah, it ain't easy, but guess what? I'm talking to the people who want that change. I'm talking to the people who want to have a husband. I'm talking to the people who wants to have a wife. I'm talking to the people who wants to have a great, abundant living life. I'm talking to those people. But you got to realize that you have to do the work. You can't be bringing all that junk. The young lady realized she got mess. She got junk that she needs to clean up out of her trunk. You can't go in there like that. Okay? Now, with the man asking this question, you know, he might have been through some things in life, and he just probably want to come in the right way. Like, you know, what do you have to offer? Because I didn't experience being with women that had nothing to offer me on a spiritual, mental level. Because, see, ladies, when we are in our feminine energy, you're going to attract all kinds of people, okay? Because you're confident, you're loving yourself, you happy. Like, you're happy within yourself. And it's an attraction. These men be ready to do this and do all kinds of stuff for you, baby, in a minute. Okay? In a minute. But this is the energy that you should be in. When you're soft, you're warm, you know, you're loving. You know, and so what's happening is we're too busy. You know, I'm going to say we, because I didn't been in this. You know, I'm now learning the balance of feminine and masculine energy. So, ladies, it's too many women that's in their masculine energy. They're working, 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 and don't have no time to be relaxed. Don't have no time to be soft. It's always, it's too much. It's like, no, you need to be looking at you. Because I'm telling you, when you are in that attraction of feminine energy, you are like a magnet. Okay? Believe me, honey. I'm telling the truth, baby. I done did it. Not worried about nothing. When you get to that point where you're so in yourself, you're just loving you and you're happy, like regardless, like you don't need nothing. When you get to the point, it ain't got nothing to do with money. It's like, I don't need to talk to nobody. I don't have to co-depend on someone to help me have a great day. I'm going to have a great day because I said I was going to have a great day. Point blank, period. I have control over my emotions, okay? Because whatever someone else is doing, it has nothing to do with me because I am happy with myself. And these are things that I affirm over my life, over myself, because ain't nobody affirming nothing over me. Okay? So I'm going to go more in depth in that, y'all. But I just want to say that because I just think that's what it is. Like, we're too busy in our masculine energy thinking we got to talk to the men like they're kids. We don't have to talk to them like no kids. Okay? That's going to be a whole nother episode, y'all. But I just wanted to say that, like, ladies, you got to be more soft, be more gentle with yourself first, be more gentle with yourself. We're too tough. And it's understandable because majority of us lacked something. We didn't get a certain type of whatever we was looking for when we was kids or whatever. But see, what's happening is it's your responsibility to give yourself that, nobody else. Because when you give yourself that love, you know, that peace, that gentleness. You know, you make mistakes, but be gentle with yourself. It's okay. not hard. It's okay to be hard. You know, you want to accomplish, especially because that's masculine energy. We be hard on ourselves. Oh, we didn't get this done. No. Feminine energy is doing something, surrendering to it, knowing that it's going to be taken care of. Point blank, period. Positivity, love, this smiles, happiness, you know, laughing. Not mugging and looking down on yourself and other people. Because let me tell you something. Whatever you're doing to yourself, it's going to come out, okay? People are going to see it. Because if you're looking down on somebody else, it's because you're looking down on yourself. If you can't believe in somebody else's dream, it's because you can't believe in your own self, okay? Everything is a reflection of you. So however you're feeling inside is how people are going to treat you. Okay? And don't get me wrong, we're going to have these people out here who want to play games and tricks and stuff. That's why you got to stay firm in your feminine energy. Have your boundaries up, baby. Have your boundaries up. Because I'm going to tell you right now, right where I'm at right now, I'm in the no plan mode. Don't even play with me. But see, I still have my feminine energy on lock because I can still be sweet. And I can still be affirmed, and I can still mean what I say. And that's just bottom line, because I don't have to be mean. I don't got to be rude. I ain't got to cuss you out. Okay? That's the power of feminine energy. Like, you have so much control. Like, you're balanced. Anybody try to get you out of your character, it ain't going to happen because you have so much control. That's the feminine energy I'm talking about. But when you not balanced in feminine energy, you're going off at the mouth. You cussing people out. You ready to fight. Baby, who got the time and energy? Not me. It ain't cute. You don't get what you really want when you're in that energy. That's what I'm realizing. When you are unattached, baby, they are coming to you. They're going to come at you like, I'm telling you, like a magnet. You ain't attached to nothing, okay? Nothing, nobody. They talk to you. They don't. Okay. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is. Because I know for me, I know I'm worthy. I'm beautiful. I done did the work on myself. You know, I'm searching up on it. There's no excuses. Like I said, no one taught me the things that I know right now, the things that I'm saying. This is self-work, okay, with God first. This was the direction God has gave me to help me heal myself. I didn't have to go. I'm telling you, if I was to go to a counselor, and I'm not knocking any therapists or counselors, but I promise you, if I go to a counselor right now, they lady probably would look at me like, why are you even here? Because you got it all figured out. Not trying to be cocky or nothing, y'all, but that's really how I feel, because the inner work, like nobody can make you do the work. Like, even if you go to a counselor, they're gonna tell you, oh, well, you whatever. At the end of the day, you have to be willing to do the work on yourself. If you are someone who has anger issues, there is some issues within yourself, something, a trauma, something that has caused you to be the way that you are. And it is your job to figure that out within yourself. And it's going to be deep and it's going to hurt. But guess what? You gotta face it to release it. Like, you got to understand it. And that's all it is. It's because we don't have an understanding of why we think this is just who we are. No, you have the choice to be who you are. So if you choose to be that way, that's you. If you choose to keep sweeping things under the rug and keep fake smiling and keep fake laughing, if you think that's your choice, if you think that's okay to live like that, you go ahead. But see, for me, I can't fake it, baby. I can't fake it. Because let me tell you something. If I ain't feeling it, I ain't feeling it. So, you know, it's just about, you know, it's about changing your vocabulary, changing the certain words. You know, it's a lot of words that I used to say that I don't say anymore. Like, man, I believe those have been a part of my change in my life. Just certain words I don't say. And it's natural. It's natural. It just comes natural. I just don't say certain words. Certain words, certain things I listen to, like, if it's not making me feel good, I don't want to listen to it. You know, like, I don't want to hear it. And that's what it is. Like, you just have to do the work on yourself, period. Nobody can make the work. Nobody can make you do the work on yourself. Nobody. Nobody. Let me tell you something. Because I have clients, and we talk about all, and my clients know, we talk about all kinds of stuff, and we talk about deep stuff. And people that's my age, we always was looking for other people to see the things that we saw. And this goes for anybody. It's like you're trying to get someone to see what you see and understand what you see in them, and you know, you hoping they change and do better, but guess what? It's their choice to make that decision if they want to change that or not. That has nothing to do with you. What you have to do is work on you and change things within yourself. That's what you have. That's your job. And when you do that, then you can be a light, a beam, okay? A beam of light. I said a light, a beam. A beam of light. You become a beam of light that they're going to want to wait. They're going to want to know what you do, how you do it. But at the end of the day, it's for everybody to pick and choose what they're going to do. It is your choice. I know it's a battle. Nobody said it was going to be easy. It's a battle. Okay, it is a battle between your old self and your new self. That's the real true battle within your old self and your new self. Becoming, you know, shedding that old skin from the past, healing in the open wounds, that's the wounds that's still open, actually healing those wounds and moving forward in life. Because what's happening is when a woman is in her masculine energy, it's because she is in pain. She is hurting. Something is hurting her. Something. And it's up to her to get to that, the root of that problem. It's up to her to get to the root of that issue. It's only up to her. And your new self is going to fight with you because she wants you to get to the, she wants you to get there. She's going to come out all, she's going to be pickabooing every time because your old self want to hold you back. But your new self going to come in like, yeah, you can do that. So look, baby, this here, y'all already know. I talk more on spirituality. This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual battle here. This has nothing to do with physical. See, everything is internally. Everything is internally. Okay? All that fake it till you make it, it ain't no fake it till you make it no more. You understand? Child, that mask fit to come off. You got to go. You in pain. You hurting. And you need some healing. That's it. Okay? And this goes for the men too, but we're not going to talk about the men right now. I want to talk about the women because us women, like she said, yeah, I'm a woman, but that don't mean that I'm a real good, like I said, it goes for mothers too. Just because you can have a baby, that don't mean you were made to be a mother. I'm just speaking real facts. That don't mean that. It's easy to do that, but to become is not. But to become is not. Oh Lord, baby, I'm preaching tonight. It's easy to do that. It's easy to lay down. It's easy for a man to lay up with you, baby. But what's hard is actually doing the work on yourself. To come better every single day. Okay? Yeah. Admitting that you need help. That I'm not okay. Admitting that. Admitting your feelings, emotions. That's what I had to do. I had to admit. I'm telling you, I was around here. I was just being around, just ducking, tucking my feelings in and just hope. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that because I know that I stand up for me. That I know if I'm feeling something, I got to address it. And when I wasn't at the time, I knew something was blocking me. That old self was blocking me. My new self wanted to come out and open up. Like, girl, what is you saying? You ain't feeling this for real. You ain't feeling that job. You ain't feeling them friends. You ain't even feeling the way you at. Like, what? You ain't feeling it. And I know me. So, see, you got to know. You got to learn you. You got to learn you at the end of the day. Like, I know women now who are in relationships, marriages, and their husband is so motivating, but their husband motivation is not even enough for them to even get up and motivate themselves. Like, that's what I'm saying. That it has nothing to do with whoever. It all has something to do with you. It has something to do with you. You're the blockage. It's something, there's a blockage somewhere in you that needs to be addressed. Okay? And it can get better. It can get better. There's not no solution around here. There's solutions to every single problem. Are you really going to give up on you though? Because I'd be damned if I give up on me. Excuse my language, but I just had to say that. You got to really say, I ain't going to give up on me. This ain't got nothing to do with anybody else. It has everything to do with you. I'm not going to give up on me. This is what you got to say to yourself tonight, tomorrow, morning, whatever, in the evening, in the afternoon. You need to get a point and go look in the mirror. I'm not going to give up on me. I feel that for real right now. I'm not going to give up on me. Period. I felt that. I hope y'all felt that, because I felt that energy. And you know what's so crazy? I've never said that before. Ever. I've never said that. I've never said this. I'm not going to give up on me. Wow. You know, I need to write this down. I am not going to give up on me. And I hope you said it to yourself. Like, don't give up on you. No matter how hard it is. Yeah, you might be doing it alone right now. But guess what? Baby, you best to keep on hoping and praying and wishing. Dreaming. Keep doing what you got to do. Because, baby, what's that saying that says you was delayed, but you wasn't denied? Stop playing. Stop playing. You was delayed, but you wasn't denied. Okay? So, I just wanted to go on that and just say a little bit of that. I do have more. I might do part two on this. Really, really breaking down the feminine and the masculine energy. I really need to... I really am going to do that. But I hope this helped anyone. I hope this helped you. And I'm not sure who I was talking to, but whoever it was for you. Whoever it wasn't, if it didn't resonate, okay, you know, it's fine. But whoever it resonated for, this message was for you. I gotta say this one more time. Do not give up on you, okay? Ever, 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 ever. Do not give up on you, okay? And so I'm gonna leave it on that note. Thank you for listening. Again, follow me on my Instagram at Crowned by Kiss. You'll be able to see everything that I have going on there. I am into the health life, you know, beauty, wellness, and I have a cookbook. I have a lot going on. I'm actually renovating. I said renovating. Might as well say that. My page is actually under construction right now. I'm changing everything up and just getting more direct with what I'm doing. So thank you again for listening. Stay tuned on the next one. Peace.